Well, a very special good morning to all of you who are mothers in our community. I give thanks for the vocation of mothers and for all the ways that we provide mothering presences for so many. So I give thanks for the way that so many of us care for all the kids in our community here today. So thank you for sharing your day with us here this morning. So as I was preparing for preaching this week, I read an article in the Christian Century of a spiritual director who made a move from Chicago to Indianapolis to be closer to her friends, which doesn't seem all that odd now that we've been in this pandemic and we realize that, like, a lot of people work remotely. She is one who makes a living by spiritual direction, which is can be done online. So her and her husband moved to be closer to their group of five friends in Indianapolis. And as people began to ask about this move and why they were moving, and she said, you know, well, I moved to be closer to our friends. And people just didn't seem to understand that. Because for most of her life, too, we move because of a job or to go to school or to be closer to family. But to make a conscious choice to be closer to your friends group? She would explain this many times, and every time people would come back to me and remind me again why you moved to Indianapolis. In her article, she studied and said, you know, in her experience going through graduate school both abroad in Europe and also in the United States, she reminisced that there were people in other parts of the world for whom what you do and where you are in life is very different. She reflected that with her friends in Europe, it was much more about who your friends group was than what you do. But here in America, it's always about what you do and where you live and what you are. So she made a suggestion in the article that perhaps Maslow's hierarchy of needs has it wrong. That at the basic level of our safety and security is really friendships and belonging. And if you've spent any time studying Brené Brown, who studies shame, fear, and has made a career out of this, she says that belonging is one of the things that we desire most as human beings. And I think this year has shown that to us, right? The inability for us to be with those for whom we identify as friends and family. That this year has been one of prolonged longing to be with others. And so maybe this year has taught us the power of friendships more than ever. And maybe as we go back into the world, slowly and surely and safely, we might be attentive to those things that really matter for us, that we might value our friendships and community more than the things that consume us. That we might find ways to belong instead of our belongings, because friendships matter for us. I think about the friendships that we've made here in this congregation, and I think about the story of Erin Mal's mom, who said growing up at the congregation that she grew up in Lancaster, how there was this group of friends that sustained them in that community. Thanks be to God, it's not my preaching or music or anything. It's the friendships in a congregation that keep us bound. Because Jesus knew something about relationships. Relationships and friendships are what Jesus' ministry was all about. And so how profoundly amazing is it that Jesus calls us friends? Not master, not lord, not servant, but friends. You see, Jesus calls us friends. And I often wonder what kind of friendship that is. You know, is Jesus the kind of friend that's going to bail you out of jail? Or is Jesus going to be the friend sitting on the seat next to you? Because I think different levels of friendship mean different things. And Jesus is the kind of friend who says, I'll lay it down. I'll lay it down for you so that you might live. this is the friendship that will stand the test of time. Because this is what the incarnation was all about, that God desired to be in relationship so badly with us, that God did not withhold his very self from us, but instead decided in the fullness of time to enter fully and bodily into the world. Which is always amazing. It's always the amazing piece of Jesus' friendship with us. The old spiritual says, you know, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, right? The love of God poured into our lives time and time again like a trusted best friend. You can trust Jesus with everything because Jesus loves you so much more than all the things you've done wrong. And it is true for us that our friends in the world today help us do extraordinary things. I think if you were to think on different points in your life and the role that friends have played, we would recognize that friends are there to help and support us in even the most trying of times. If we're battling cancer or grieving the loss of a loved one, to get through a divorce or the loss of someone dear to us. Friends help us raise our kids and get through this manic thing called life. Beatles also sang, "I get by with a little help from our friends." And so it's also true that because of our friendship with Jesus, we can do difficult things. We can do the hard things in life and in our world, like putting an end to hunger, curing the sick, sheltering the homeless, and we can tear down the systems of injustice and oppression. Why? Because Jesus calls us friends, not master, not lord, not servant. See, the disciples had come to understand something about their Messiah, something about this relationship with Jesus that said, you, Messiah, are the Lord and King of all. You are the one who will come and restore the kingdom of Israel. You are the one who will be seated in positions of power. And Jesus said, no, man, that's not my friendship. That's not what I came here to do. And so if you want someone to tell you what to do and be your master, well, then maybe you need to look for a different Messiah, because Jesus has come to call you friend. A friend who would lay it all down so that you might live. And because of that friendship, because of that love that God has for us, we are empowered to do amazing things. With the love of Jesus, we are able to do amazing things in our world. And because of our friendship with Jesus, we are able to get by. And so I give thanks for all the ways that this congregation continues to name and claim that friendship with Jesus, the way we continue to work to help those in need. Because we're not afraid of the troubles of this world. We know that we belong in the family of God. And we know that we belong to this amazing, ever-flowing love of God because this font continues to remind us of that connection, of our friendship with those who have gone before us and those who are around us now. As we share our connectedness, may we remember that as we begin to move back into the world of busyness and belongings. Maybe we could remember to claim our friendship with Jesus a little bit more, and a little bit more profoundly in our life, that as we begin to add back those things that we call life as normal, maybe we can add our friendship with Jesus too. Amen.